GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A program that helps cover the cost of replacing polluted wells is popular in Wisconsin, but officials say more permanent changes are needed. Mike Moan reports.
Running your kitchen faucet and suspecting the water is contaminated can be a scary thought. Tom Van Lowe and his wife live in a farming community in Marathon County. Their property is surrounded by cropland. Van Lowe says over time they had a buildup of nitrates in their well, with test results eventually showing excessive levels. County officials helped them apply for aid through the state well compensation grant program, which funded a reverse osmosis system. That was a lifesaver for the couple.
We knew for years that we were drinking contaminated water, so gave us a lot of peace of mind.
Van Lowe says they likely wouldn't have been able to afford the roughly $12,000 cost, and they no longer have to stock up on bottled water. Agencies and assistance groups report waiting lists for these grants, saying eligibility is pretty restrictive. Chase Cummings of the Dunn County Environmental Services Department says that existing eligibility requirements for the well compensation program make it hard for people to clean up their drinking water.
Nitrate concentrations must exceed 40 parts per million. The health standard is 10 parts per million, so you'd have to have a very high nitrate concentration in your private well. And if you were to use the current well comp program eligibility, we would have one individual eligible.
That puts many other property owners in a bind because they don't qualify. Cummings says county governments are being more intentional about careful land use. That includes working with farmers to adopt conservation practices so that lower levels of nitrate find their way to surrounding water sources. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine, then just a few clouds rolling in during the afternoon. Gusty northwest winds, which will increase and gust up over 30 miles per hour. Highs of the lower 60s. For tonight, mostly clear skies developing. Lows will drop to the upper 30s. Currently 62 degrees.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
Well, welcome everyone to another edition of Lean Local, right? We're the program, the radio show that does what we say, and we totally lean local into the greater Green Bay community. And that's not to say we're not concerned about, you know, what's going on in the world, in Gaza, Ukraine, Trump, Harris. Those are all important issues that are being covered by more your national media. And, of course, right here in the state, we have some great things going on and some political things going on with Baldwin and Hudby, but on this show here, Lean Local, we like to just drill down to what's going on in greater Green Bay. And I believe after 20 years in politics that it's the local things that affect us the most. They don't get all the attention that the national and statewide issues get, but the local issues affect our tax base, our quality of life, education, our families. So at this program here, what I do here on Lean Local is talk about the local issues. And every Sunday, we have someone who we interview. And we've had politicians. And if you haven't listened before, you know, go back and, you know, download the Civic Media app and see who the people who are running in District 90, which is the majority of the city of Green Bay, or in District 4, which is the west side. And I interview both candidates. And I've committed to you and the community that on the first Sunday of every month, We're going to talk a little NFL draft, and we're not going to talk about who's being drafted because I couldn't name three players who are being drafted. But the reason I do want to focus on the draft is because of the economic impact that it can do, will do, and just some of the opportunities it's going to create for Greater Green Bay. And on the first Sunday last month, we, of course, had the Visitor and Convention Bureau, or I guess Discover Green Bay is what they're called now, and they gave us some information. And this Sunday, we are talking to probably the top of the heap. I was going to save this guy for a little later in the year, but you're available and you're in studio, and I'm glad you're here. Aaron Popke, who I think you all know him. He's been with the Green Bay Packers for, I think over 25 years. 32? What? Okay, 32 years. Started when he was 10. He is just really does a lot of the non-football operations, which is, if you look at any NFL team today, there's a product on the field, but there's a whole community surrounding that. And Aaron really leads that over on Lombardi Avenue. And the big event that we have coming up here, obviously, is the NFL draft. And we talk about Packer Sunday, 80,000 people. We've had some great events here in Green Bay, Greater Green Bay, but there's going to be nothing like the NFL draft, and we may never have anything like the NFL draft again. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about it to the listeners. And Aaron, just thanks for coming in, man.
Well, thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of you.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Even when I was mayor, you got an award for, I forgot what it was, but Mr. Community Outreach or something. You're accessible and you care a lot about the community.
Thank you. And I've said this before, but you helped me understand even more so the importance of community and the partnerships, across business, public sector, private sector, nonprofits, all those things. So in my position at the Packers, I help connect various things. We've got a great team there, and part of my role is to ensure we know what's going on in the community or the areas we can help. Can we help convene meetings, those types of things. So it's been a pleasure to be involved. Yeah, you mentioned 32 years is my 32nd year. Uh-huh. And my role's evolved over the years, and the last half of it in this public affairs role. And as you know, Jim, the Packers and the NFL have evolved as a business. I mean, when I started there, Lambeau Field was used 10 days a year for games. Yeah. And now it's a year-round facility, and our staff has grown, the business has grown. And with that, we feel our sense of duty and obligation to make sure we can help the community out where we can.
And it's a cool place to try to connect the dots. Everybody talks about 6 degrees, you're six people away from getting to the source. Kind of a 1 degree community here. I can call you. I was with the mayor this morning. There's just people that you can, that are accessible, because I think we are all here to help this become a better community. I just don't see a lot of, I love entrepreneurs, but I just don't see a lot of selfish people here. I interviewed Bob Atwell, because every month I feature a Green Bay's Greatest. And Green Bay's Greatest can be the Northland Hotel. It can be Bay Beach. And there's people who have made this a great city. And you talk about a guy like the giving back, and that, I don't know that that's really the right term, but what they do for the community outside their own business and families, unbelievable. Jack Meng, Pat Reardon. I mean, these are just people that have been on this show or that will be on this show. Just talking about Green Bay. And so that feature that comes up every month, Green Bay's Greatest, is something I enjoy. And I tell you, the common thread is that they do think it's a connected community. Takes an effort, but
yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. The individuals like that and companies that exist in the community and leaders of those companies that encourage their people to get involved. There's some wonderful nonprofits in the city, and many people that work for our flagship companies serve on their board. Mm-hmm. So there's this different level of connection, whether it's leader of a company or a staff member of a company who works for a nonprofit, or just a citizen who's got a passion about something, who volunteers for a nonprofit, the 6 degrees is very true. And I think our community is well represented by people like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the richness and the connections do get made. And, people realize the value of those things and what those organizations provide.
And when we all work together, it's amazing what can be accomplished. And a big thing that's coming up is the NFL draft. And you were a big part of that, but that really was a community effort. I mean, how did you get the NFL draft to come to Little Green Bay, Wisconsin?
In 2015, the NFL took the draft on the road, so to speak, to Chicago. They had a conflict in the space that they had been using and other spaces they had used previously. It just wasn't going to work in New York. So they said, all right, let's take this out on the road. And worked with Chicago to establish it there for 2 years, 15 and 16. And right away in 15, with the reception they had and the turnout and the energy, they said, we think we've got something here. And they reached out to all the clubs and said, well, we anticipate having this be on the road moving into the future. If you and your community are interested, let us know. And Mark Murphy at the time said, hey, I'm watching this in Chicago. We could do that. And I said, absolutely. He said, well, let's express our interest. And Brad Toll at Discover Green Bay had the same thought almost right away. So our early group of people was that, a half dozen people at our organizations and in the community. By 2017, Brad and I were in Philadelphia looking at the draft there. And we were on our way to hopefully at that time becoming part of consideration. And fast forward a few years, the NFL said, hey, we like what we've been hearing from you. We've seen what you've done from an event standpoint around your 100 seasons celebration. Mm-hmm. And we think there's some possibility there. We'd love for you to be formally involved in putting a bid together. And that's where you start getting into the detail about hotel rooms and public safety and resources of the community. So during that part of the process is when we went out to the hotels and venue space, the city, the county, the village, making their commitments to handle public safety as well as some other infrastructure, those types of things. So,
and how was the reception? Because you not just the city of Green Bay, right? Schwabern, I'm sure, is DePere in the loop on this? Or
no, not from a... from that standpoint, but really the city of Green Bay, Brown County, and the village of Ashwaubenon.
I see.
Physically, the campus is going to be in Green Bay and Ashwaubenon. And the county controls some of that too, whether it's the roadways or Resch Expo, the Resch Center. And on the public safety side and the public works side, we need all three to be helping. So there was a commitment by the municipalities to be there as well.
So can we, I know we can do this, talk to plenty of people, but do we have to do some infrastructure upgrades or major changes in our community? It is a small city. I think it's laid out pretty well. Anything major? I know you're going to talk about you got to build a stage and those type of things, but.
Infrastructure-wise, no. We're
roads are there.
Yep.
Parking's there.
Good shape. In fact, the NFL has spoken of how much they're looking forward to having this footprint. They've been at all kinds of different setups, through the other cities, Cleveland, Las Vegas, Kansas City, Detroit. And we all remember Detroit just because it was the most recent. But visually, it was really neat to see. I thought you had the big stage, the mass of people, these tall buildings. But from a logistics standpoint, it had some challenges just with all those side streets and the buildings and people still needing to be in there during the draft itself. Whereas at Lambeau Field and that surrounding area, as is not quite a clean rectangle, but as the campus goes, they feel really good about being able to set up the perimeter, establishing gates. There's a company that handles transportation and shuttles. Everything that we're hearing is they really like how it's setting up. So we know they're looking forward to it from that standpoint.
What about the, I mean, are you foreseeing any issues of such a large event coming to such a small city? I mean, Detroit, you know, that's a big city. Kansas City, a little bigger city. Obviously, Chicago is much bigger. Anything on that side concern you?
I think the one thing we had to convince the NFL about was hotel rooms. They bring in so many people to staff and work the draft. Would we have enough rooms for all their people to be in? And that's going to start a month out. When they're going to start building that stage a month out, and those workers come in, which is great for our local hospitality industry. And I should point out, we couldn't have done it without the hotels that are involved. There's a select number of hotels, either by proximity or just by quality of those right. properties that are part of the block. And with their partnership, we're able to get things lined up.
This is exciting stuff, right? The planning, the logistics. I want to get back. I want to talk a little about the community impact and just the fan engagement. We'll get to that. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Very special guest in-house, Aaron Popke of the Green Bay Packers. We're talking the NFL draft. We'll be right back.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WisCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. This is the first Sunday of the month, so we dedicate that to the NFL draft. And
Jim, that's some sweet music coming in from break. You picked that out?
I did, man.
That's good stuff.
Thank you. Right, Con? I mean, you guys had some...
Well, yeah, you love the show.
I did. I totally got into Suits. My wife was gone for a weekend, and... I don't watch TV except for your Packer games. And I said to Milton, you know, we can just, he's my dog, just go watch TV. And I bet I watched, I'm not kidding, like 14 hours, that's more TV than I think I've watched in a year. Binge. But I really got into it. It was a binge watching thing. And then I came in here, I said, Con, he's our producer. I said, change up this music for me. So thank you for saying that, Aaron. That was nice of you. But most people like the music, right, Con?
Yeah. I mean, I love the music. It's a great way to start a segment.
Yeah, good.
So that's what we do. So we're talking with Aaron Popke from the Green Bay Packers about the NFL draft. We left talking a little bit about infrastructure, stage building, hotels. You touched briefly on transportation. I want to just talk about that a little bit more, because if I hear a concern from people, it's transportation, potentially parking, and you're going outside for that?
The NFL, so just remind all your listeners, it's an NFL event, so they're planning it, and we as a community support that planning and provide resources, make referrals, all those kinds of things. So it's their event, but a little bit hand in hand, we help them with it, and transportation is one of the big pieces of it that they have a separate company that handles transportation. So there's a guy, Mike from SP Plus is the company, and they handle transportation for the Super Bowl, the draft, the combine, those types of events for the NFL in addition to the rest of their clients. But what he does, and he's been doing this, takes a look at the community, the, you know, maps and all those types of things, the street grid, and then talking about anticipated attendance, where are they going to park, shuttles from within the city, shuttles from surrounding communities, shuttles from around the state. So they look at all those things. That's their level of expertise. I mean, we know what's in our backyard, and Patty at Green Bay Metro is part of the committee. You know her. But so we've got our local experts, if you will, who know it here. But then Mike and his team put it all together. So they're, one thing they did is, I think it was last season or the season before, the Green Bay PD went out and did a census of where people were parking during Packers games. And as you know, they park to the north in the neighborhoods, to the south in the neighborhoods, adjacent businesses east and west. So they got a sense of how far away people were parking. And then what they did is provided that to the NFL folks. And they look at that and say, all right, there's a few more blocks of residential streets. How much more capacity is there? So that's part of just parking nearby. And then there's a lot of surface lots that we've engaged with companies or landowners who, you know, then they figure out how many spots there are. So all that goes into their planning. And then the shuttles. Okay, shuttles from satellite parking, where do they come in? They don't want to drop off right on the site. They probably don't want to drop off a block away from the site, but a couple blocks just to mitigate any big traffic buildup. So they've got a plan that will be coming together.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, you know, I get updated on it and my eyes glaze over a little bit. I joke there because I get a little nerdy on that stuff. But there, it'll be this really nice plan. And we've talked about how they did it in Detroit, but the NFL One Pass app is going to have all that information. And I know communities from outside the area are working to put together shuttles too. So it'll all come together in an organized way that people can follow. We know a lot of people are going to park close, like on a game day, and then they'll engage shuttles in other ways too.
I want to talk about community impact, and this kind of leads into that. You're anticipating a lot of people. I mean, on a Packer day, what is that stadium seat, 82?
81 and change.
Okay, so 81,000 people.
But in terms of attendance, we're always up in the high 70s. So, okay. And then you count the people that are working and people that just want to be there. It's 80,000 plus.
Right.
So and figure 3 days of that, roughly.
Okay. That sounds manageable.
Yeah, so and say Thursday night, say it's 100,000 plus. Say Friday night, it's, you know, 100, Saturday, maybe less, you know, 80, you know, we figured 250, but who knows if the weather's good and the team's coming off a great year, we could see a lot more people driving in from around the state who want to check it out. Detroit saw that. They had three beautiful days. They had over 700,000 people over the course of those days. So we're hoping for a similar situation in terms of just a great environment, great energy. I don't think we would get that many people, but if it's a good time, people are going to want to check it out. There's a lot of curiosity, and the energy around these types of events is something that people are attracted to.
I think the event is a big deal, but I think the Packers are a really big deal, and I speak with a little bit of authority on that. The 16 years I was mayor, I can't tell you the number of requests that it was a bucket list thing. Notre Dame, maybe Fenway Park, but other things too. I mean, there's non-sports events that were also on their bucket list. They'd write me these really touching letters. We were coming to your city type thing. They were really looking for free tickets. I mean, they were just really excited, and this has been a bucket list thing. So I couple that with the NFL draft, and I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised of people. If I'm going to go to one draft, I'm going to Green Bay.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot of that, and people we ran into in Detroit saw we were wearing Packer stuff or Green Bay draft stuff and said, hey, I'll be there next year. Yeah. And it was fans who go every year, fans who said, you know what, I haven't made it to a game yet, but I love going to the draft, and I'm going to Green Bay. So there's a little bit of that. And another neat story, there was a woman who was working. She was checking in for a shift at the hotel I was staying, and she saw the Green Bay stuff. She said, oh, I'll be there too. I said, oh, you think you're going to work? She said, I've worked six drafts. So, yeah, I'll be there. And that's what she was retired. That's what she does. And she's attracted the energy. But I think to what you said is true, that it's a bucket list. And we know we see that during the season. But there are people that don't necessarily travel to go to games, but because this is Lambeau and the heritage and all those things that make it a special place, is going to result in people coming into the draft for that reason.
Let's talk about all those people coming in. Packer tickets, $150, $200. The cost of this is it really true? Is it free?
It's free.
Really?
It's a free event, and that's part of what the NFL wants to do, is they've really built something here about people wanting to be a part of it. It's promotional for the draft. It's people coming together and celebrating football. Hey, at that time of year, everybody's undefeated. So there's excitement by all 32 clubs. So there's all that. And there's music. There's food. There's an experience, the draft, NFL draft experience that celebrates the history of the NFL. And there's opportunities beyond just football.
Right. We're going to world stage. There's so much we can show off. We're going to talk about that when we get back, about other things besides the NFL draft. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Very special guest, Aaron Poppy from the Green Bay Packers. The NFL draft. We'll be right back.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Recovery efforts and cleanup are still underway after Hurricane Helene hit the southeast last week. Now Florida bracing for Tropical Storm Milton, expected to become a major hurricane this week. ABC's Leslie Lopez is tracking the storm.
And it looks as though we're already dealing with significant amounts of flooding tonight into areas of Palm Beach down to Key Largo. 4 to 7 inches of rainfall. And then we focus on Wednesday. This is also going to be a huge day of playing out how the storm system is going to affect the peninsula. But right now, it looks like anywhere from Jacksonville down to Orlando to Tampa, 4 to 7 new inches of rainfall for the area.
The Middle East on edge. Israel still deciding how it will respond to Iran's missile attacks. Iran's civil aviation canceling flights in and out of the country overnight. Tomorrow marks 1 year since the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. And severe heat still taxing residents in the West, but temperatures could break in the coming days. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The pack looks to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clements for Civic Media Sports. The Green Bay Packers take on the LA Rams this afternoon. Green Bay will be without wide receiver Romeo Doubs, who is suspended for one game for conduct detrimental to the team. Jordan Love will make his second start since spraining his MCL in the season opener. Kickoff is after 3 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN, WRCO, and WCQM on the Civic Media Network. Other NFL games today include the Vikings and Jets in London and the Bears taking on the Falcons. In college football, the Badgers beat Purdue 52-6 yesterday. Wisconsin piled up 589 yards of offense, and Braden Locke became the first Badgers quarterback to throw for 300 yards in a game in 9 years. years. The Badgers will play at Rutgers this Saturday. And now that training camp is done, the Milwaukee Bucks will begin preseason play tonight against the Detroit Pistons. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine, then just a few clouds rolling in during the afternoon. Gusty northwest winds, which will increase and gust up over 30 miles per hour. Highs of the lower 60s. For tonight, mostly clear skies developing. Lows will drop to the upper 30s. Currently 62 degrees.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This city on rock and roll.
From the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to the second half of Lean Local with your host, Jim Schmidt. We talk about local things that have a great impact on our community. Today, we have in-house Aaron Popke from the Green Bay Packers, and we're talking about the NFL draft. And if you've been listening the last half hour, if you haven't, you got to go back and listen to it. But this next half hour, this is a big deal. This is a big deal. This is three Packer games at least, and could be even more than that, because if you look at the NFL draft in Kansas City and Las Vegas and Detroit, of course Chicago, Green Bay's a little special, right? We've got all this history. It's a cool community, and of course the Packers are the most storied franchise in the NFL, and we're anticipating a lot of people coming in here. Aaron talked a little bit about some of the things that are being done over at Lambeau Field. Let's talk about the impact on our local businesses. Who's going to benefit the most? And I don't know that anybody needs to be concerned. I think coffee shops to clothing stores to, I don't know, you name it. I think we can all benefit.
Well, previous drafts have shown that impact, and it's, you know, a lot of it goes to where you would expect, the hospitality folks. So hotels, restaurants, gas stations, convenience stores, people coming in and out. And we know from a state level, we'll definitely get that impact just because of, you know, our hotel rooms will be full. And then people will stay in the Fox Valley, the Lakeshore, you know, central Wisconsin. People stay down in Milwaukee and Madison areas, perhaps, and commute in. So we're already seeing that from the hotel reservation standpoint. So there's that first layer, the hospitality, the tourism, but also, you know, within that, as you mentioned, businesses. So when people come to town, they do other things. They want to check out local cuisine and the restaurants, you know, beyond the normal stops. And then maybe they've got some other needs they have, clothing, those types of things. So I think there are opportunities, and from past drafts, all those things played out. And what we're doing is encouraging all our businesses and other attractions to tailor their, whether it be advertising, marketing, social media, those types of things, to get the attention of people that are coming. So there's all that direct impact, and those numbers will hopefully bear out, and people will see, you know, some benefit there. But I think where, you know, that second level of opportunity is people seeing the community for the first time. And you know, from your time as mayor, you know, people come here with some expectations about certain things, you know, whether it's football or just the energy around Packers games or a Packers weekend. But then they stumble across something else that makes them think, oh my gosh, I didn't necessarily expect that. And I think that's where our opportunity is for that long-term benefit, that legacy benefit of people saying, hey, I need to take a second look at Green Bay. I'm going to go back there for a vacation with my family. Or even those people like, holy smokes, I'm kind of thinking about maybe a different place to live, right, or start a career or take a new chapter in my career or business. All those things, we got to make sure we're thinking of that. And an entrepreneur yourself, yeah, is it going to happen up and down the street and with everyone that comes in? No. But when you've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of people coming in, there's going to be a handful of opportunities there that we got to make sure we're putting out our best welcome.
And you are putting out the welcome, Matt. You're getting the people here, but it's incumbent upon us to leverage that. I did an ad one time. This is back in 4 or 5. And I was in front of Lambeau Field, but the ad, I remember seeing it, and it was like, we're more than football. We're a lot more. It was a recruiting video for a company here in Green Bay. And there is a lot more. And I hope we can convey to them that you can live in Green Bay. I want the people to come back and visit, but ultimately I'd like them to live here. But boy, so it's something we have to get across to them, two things. One is that how close you are to getting away, hunting, fishing. I mean, you could really be hunting in 35, 40 minutes. It doesn't take long to leave the city and get out there with a gun or bow and arrow or a fishing pole. The other thing, and I've talked about this on my morning show, I think we have to start selling our weather. You look at what's, Nashville's hotter than hell. So are a lot of these other cities. Then you read about these torrential rains and hurricanes and earthquakes, and we kind of sit here with pretty good weather. I mean, you're a big skier, I know. Those of us who maybe don't love the snow as much, and I like snow, I'm not going to move because of it, but man, I think we have a weather pattern here that is worth marketing instead of the frozen tundra.
Yeah, the opportunities are there, and you know, we joke about, you know, having a beautiful spring weekend. And I think we all hope that, because that type of nice, comfortable weather is you know, what brings people back. And to what you said, we are the gateway to so many great things. You know, you got the North Woods, you've got Door County, the Lakeshore. You know, we're on the North Coast here,
yeah,
in Green Bay. And it really is a gem that, well, we know from the ratings in recent years, a favorite place to live. And some people are like, yeah, we don't want too many more people.
Baloney.
We want people. We want people. Young and professionals, all that.
Right. And what you say about they're here for 4 or 5 days, hopefully a little bit longer, but they're going to say this is a great city. I think we've got some history to sell. I think we've got, of course, the Green Bay Packers to sell. But I do want to somehow, someone, and I don't know if that's incumbent upon us as a radio station here or the local media, but to sell our crime rate, to sell that we were selected as one of the best cities to live in the United States, and there's a whole lot of cities in the United States, how close we are to getting away for hunting, fishing, and also just our resources. I mean, water is going to be a scarcity someday, and that we're just not sweating that. I mean, we're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, and there's that's part of the economy and the research opportunities that are going on around that. I think with our universities and colleges right here, there's so much that we, I think a lot of us appreciate it, but so many others maybe don't quite have that level of appreciation. Even I've seen maybe a little change in our young people. I mean, I was born and raised here, and I had that very narrow view of, oh, I'm getting out of Green Bay when I grow up and go off to school. But holy smokes, a lot of people I grew up with, they're back. Yeah. You know, they went off maybe to school and start their careers, but they realize what a great place it is to raise a family. And, you know, the food scene has evolved so much in the last couple of decades. And the resources we have so close by that people can engage in. We talk about winter, and we've had some mild winters as a snow sports guy. I wish we'd get back to a little more consistent snow.
I got some friends who sell.
It doesn't have to be cold, but let's just have enough snow that we can ski.
Yeah. But the other thing I think we need to convey, and not, I hate the word cheap, but your money goes pretty far here in Green Bay too. And I think that's important, that if it does get cold in February, there's not everybody, but a lot of people can afford to get away.
Yeah, it's there's value
right
here. It's inexpensive in many respects. I think that is something. And yeah, a lot of us, you know, we embrace the winter, but hey, there's a point at somewhere in there. Well, maybe you need a little respite, and yeah, you jump on a plane or you jump in the car and you take off for a bit and enjoy some warm weather. You come back and spring and summer are right around the corner.
And again, I don't know you have a huge responsibility of hosting this draft here on Lombardi Avenue. But again, I think it's such a great opportunity to sell. I teach at NWTC, and what a wonderful institution that is. It just is. It's great. The students, the way that we work around their schedule, it's affordable. There's just a, you know, and of course, like UWGB, I'm a St. Norbert grad, all those things. But there's just a lot of opportunities we have, and I just hope people are taking advantage of that. Personally, taking advantage of it, not Jim Schmidt personally, just people can make some money too.
Yeah, I think what I've learned from being on boards in recent years and talking to area leaders is, you know, our economy is pretty robust and vibrant and varied. You know, we've got the opportunities for the, you know, careers right out of high school. I know high schools and the schools are doing a much better job of getting students ready for that path. NWTC, you mentioned, great for, you know, those two-year degrees. And boy, there's some really nice careers that you can jump into off of that.
Right.
And then UW Green Bay and St. Norbert College, you know, for that four-year type experience. There is an embarrassment of riches here. Yep.
And I want to push that. I want someone to. I'm going to do my best to push that. The NFL draft, 5, 6, 7 days. The individual, the person who doesn't own the corporate restaurant, doesn't own the hotel, they too have an opportunity to bring in some extra cash. The rental of your home, that's something that people are talking about. Additional income, waiter, waitressing, busing. Is that something the NFL that you are working on, or is that something more to the municipality?
Well, I think on the rental part, I'll say again, we couldn't have done it without the hotels. So appreciate everything they did to step up and make commitments and hotels throughout the area. I think as a community, we benefit, and you know this, from being on the front end of the home rental piece. You know, we're sensitive to rentals. You know, it'd be, in a perfect world, they'd be spread out and not condensed in certain areas, so you still have a neighborhood and families and those types of things. And I think we still have a lot of that. But for this, there's an opportunity. I think there's people doing it one time only and looking to do a little bit more based around the draft. I think that's an opportunity, and there are agencies. We're not involved in that. The Packers, the NFL, we're not involved in that, but there's resources out there in the community. Yeah,
Simple Life has been on our show with John and I.
Yeah. Powerhouse,
right.
Property. I mean, there's a handful in Green Bay as well as the national ones, but I think your point about the additional shifts that people can pick up.
Right.
Hospitality in the area is going to need additional helpers. I think the NFL itself is going to hire 1,500 to 1,800 people to work
Wow.
during the draft. And we're talking $17 to $20 an hour
Yeah.
That they're going to have.
That's
so there's
a great
those,
side hustle.
Yeah, there's so these people that come to work just to work, be around the energy, and people love to work and serve people who are having a good time. Yeah. I see it at our place with our staff on game weekends.
Right.
They love saying hello to visitors.
And people do become ambassadors that weekend or that week for the NFL draft. As I mentioned, the first Sunday of every month, we dedicate towards the NFL. And we have someone coming on to talk about the economics of how do you get an Uber license? What does it take to get a bartender's license? How old you got to be to work? You know, certain hours, right? There's opportunities in the city, and we're going to fire up Bay Beach, which I think is awesome. And a lot of those kids are in college, so we have to get some ride operators. And when do we start that training? So that I don't want people to like, oh my God, it's March. What should I do? I want them to start thinking about it now. I was telling you during the break, a friend of mine who owns a restaurant and is putting a deck on, and I'm like, careful to not, you know, build a church for Easter Sunday, but they've been talking about it for 2 years, and it's the impetus of the NFL draft that they're doing it. And this is sustainable. This isn't a one-time thing. And boy, people can start thinking of that. And I think we should do it now, because if we don't have a great February, March, you should really do some of that structure stuff like right now, because what, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I think we're seeing businesses plan for that. Municipalities who've had some projects out there are taking care of those. The public market on Broadway, you know, that's been in the works for years. But I think the draft has helped get them to a point of getting that launched. And other contemplated projects are being discussed. So we, the NFL, are hopeful that, you know, it is the impetus for the event itself, but then the legacy moving forward.
Right.
And they do that with these types of things, as well as the source program that they have to engage businesses with the draft, who will be contracted to work different aspects of the draft. And that closed up recently, that process. There were over 400 companies that applied, and the focus was diverse companies, local
right.
companies. So these are minority-owned, women-owned, veteran-owned. But even beyond those, we've got local businesses that said, you know what, we're going to get involved in ways we can. And there's a whole slew of needs that they have. Hey,
I told you I'd let you out of here now. Can you stick around or not? You got to go? I know you got to be across the street.
I've got some time.
All right, cool. Stick around. We're going to be right back. I'll make this quick. Aaron Popke, the Green Bay Packers. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We are talking this Sunday, the first Sunday of every month, we dedicate to the NFL draft and our in-house special guest, Aaron Popke, who has been with the Packers some time and I don't want to say the lead guy, but the go-to guy for the NFL draft. I think I can say that. And he's been very transparent, sharing information of what's going on, the logistics, the transportation, the hotels, the economic impact. This is a great, great event that we as greater Green Bay residents should embrace. It's not only a time for us to maybe make a little bit of money and help the economy, but a great time to share how great we are. From we talked about the natural resources to education to so many things. I want to talk about the specific event a little bit more. Have you booked some entertainment? I mean, obviously the big thing is the draft, but are you surrounding that with the NFL with entertainment? Or are you leaving that up to the municipalities?
The NFL handles the entertainment at the draft. They're going to have music at the end of Thursday, Friday nights. And then the engagement that takes place on campus is all NFL organized. So we've been asking like, oh, who's going to, and they haven't shared with us yet. So there's going to be some great music at the draft itself. I think what the surrounding areas are working through right now is how do they want to program their own areas? So we know Green Bay is going to be doing stuff here downtown, whether it's on Broadway or here on the east side. That we've encouraged them to do the shoulder time. So what we're seeing from past drafts is it's heavy travel or heavy attendance of just people being in the city on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But there are going to be some opportunities on Wednesday and Sunday. Sunday is what we talked about for family-focused stuff, if Bay Beach is going to be open, mm-hmm. or museum, wildlife sanctuary, those types of things. Try and capture those folks Saturday afternoon, get them to stay over Saturday night into Sunday. And then if there's music or other entertainment, you know, does that take place early in the day on Thursday and Friday, end of the day, Saturday after the draft wraps? I mean, the schedule from past drafts is known and this one will be very similar. So how do you plug in around that? And I think that's what people are determining right now.
Well, wait, we're going to get working on that. So Wednesday is one of the shoulder days, right?
Yeah. Wednesday,
a day. We got to get them downtown. So Wednesday's on the water. Wednesday's on the waterfront.
Good alliteration.
We'll do something. This is going to be fun. I really can't thank you enough as someone who served in government for 20 years. We work every day for bigger events, for more recognition. Well, not recognition, more promotion, I should say. And yeah, this is really going to do it. And I just really want people to not be concerned. I want people to really embrace this. You know, two things, right? Fear and faith. And I got a lot of faith that this is going to be one of the best things that's going to happen in Green Bay. Still want to get the Pope here, but I think that's...
Yeah, we tried.
Oh, boy, did we.
No, I think the planning continues. I know people are anxious to hear more details and it's the NFL's event, and we're supporting it, providing them what they need to put it on. I would just urge listeners to have some patience. That plan will be out there, and they do things the right way, the NFL. So right. let it breathe, let it come together, and stay tuned for those things as these next months come along.
It's going to be awesome. You met our producer, Khan, who's – how old are you, Khan? You're a young kid.
I'm 25.
So You're new to the area. What do you think?
Well, of the draft, I mean, it's awesome just to see an event coming like this to Wisconsin, just in general, because we haven't had one in so long. I think the last one was the All-Star game in Milwaukee. So I think this is a great opportunity for, you know, hosting an All-Star game for the MLB, NBA, you know, having more stuff from the NFL come. I think it's great.
And that's cool to hear, because these young people are getting engaged, and maybe you have a lot of fans and followers right now, but this is an opportunity for people to learn even more about the NFL. And these are young kids who are coming into the industry. And, you know, Con was talking about, you know, this, how did you make this happen? I, of course, took all the credit for it, Aaron. No, I said, look, there's people like Aaron Popke and Mark Murphy that have worked years and years on this.
No, we've got a great team at the Packers who's been behind it. Gabrielle Dow, Megan Robertson, Candy Goltz, Doug Collins, Craig Schilbauer. I mean, there's people, everyone's involved to some degree, right, and some more than others. And it's a great opportunity for the community. Sports is not the end all be all, but for bringing people together and getting people to think of grander things, it's a great jumping off point.
You've been to what, four or five of these? What are you most excited about for April? Is there one thing you're really thinking about, or that you, I was going to ask you what keeps you up at night, but I don't want to do that. I want to get on the faith side.
I'm excited to see, one, just this beautiful spring day. You know, the commissioner joked about having some snow, and we're like, no, we don't want any snow.
It's not funny.
But just the energy, the people in Detroit, we saw just people walking around and just celebrating sports and being together, the energy that comes with it. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to see from where people are coming. Like on a game weekend at Lambeau, it's fun starting on Friday to see people come and take tours, and I'll overhear where they're coming right from. I'll stop and ask questions. And, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to. These people coming to Green Bay for the first time and them discovering what a neat place it is, certainly for the draft and right, the football history we have, but going to encourage them, and hopefully they'll take in some of the other stuff and want to come back.
Cool. And this is a work in process. Is there something the NFL has, a website or something the Packers, I know Discover Green Bay, if someone wants to kind of keep up on the progress, do you have any suggestions? Yeah,
Discover Green Bay's got a subpage on the draft. Packers.com has a subpage on the draft. We're going to continue to update those. We're going to publish some business resources in the next few weeks that we've put together. So we've got that. I think people just can check back, and come spring when the OnePass app from the NFL updates with all the draft info, that's going to be the key information. And then we also, the organizing committee, is going to publish a guide that'll cool, have it all on paper, too, for the more traditionalists.
See, I'm playing this song, simply the best. And you are, and your team is, your organization is, and so is this community. And just, you know, it's nice working together.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. And, hey, I'd be open to coming back right on other shows and
we'd
talking
love it
about it.
All right, Aaron. Aaron Popke, the Green Bay Packers. I'm your host, Jim Schmidt. Green Bay NFL draft coming up. Stay tuned. This is really going to put us on the map like nothing else. Thanks for listening. Again, Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We'll see you next Sunday.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Candidates are making a push in these final 30 days before Election Day. Former President Trump campaigns in Wisconsin today. Vice